Now we're going to move on to policing matters and to the gaps that are filled by An Garda Síochána when other services are unavailable. The policing authority held a public meeting in Portlaoise on Thursday just gone, and one of the standout addresses came from a chief superintendent from Limerick, Gerard Roach, who spoke about the number of people in mental distress who end up in the care of the Gardaí, especially at weekends and out of hours, because there's nowhere else for them to go.
The problem and the de facto situation is that after 5 o'clock in the evening until 7 o'clock in the morning and at the weekends, An Garda Síochána are the de facto people who look after people with mental health issues who present in a crisis. We deal with a lot more than the acute, a lot more, and we've done in-depth studies of those, analysis of the numbers, which would be about 340 people per division per year, which is nearly 7,000 people this year. An Garda Síochána are not the trained professionals to deal with people with mental health issues. So it's all very well to bring people in and deal with them, but what happens afterwards? And that's always been An Garda Síochána's worry, and particularly members who are very committed to this, what happens to the people that we deal with afterwards?
And that, as I say, was Chief Superintendent Gerard Roach there. Martin Kenny, I'll go to you first with this. You're the spokesperson on justice and law reform. He told that meeting that about 7,000 people a year in mental distress are ending up in the care of the Gardaí. I mean, that is extraordinary.
Yeah, it's a huge problem. It's a reflection of the problems that we have in our mental health services and our health services, that that's happening, first of all. But it's also a huge issue for members of An Garda Síochána that I speak to, who tell me that very regularly a lot of their time is taken up with people who have psychotic episodes. Some of them, it's drug addiction and other issues that are there as well. Some of them, there's huge alcohol abuse problems. But some of these people are people with just mental health problems that have not been treated or not been diagnosed properly and are not getting the kind of care and attention they need. And it is a real problem, because it's as we know, there's a retention problem and there's a recruitment problem in An Garda Síochána as it stands. And when you add in the multiple layers of actions that Gardaí have to be able to be on top of, and all the stuff that they have to try and do, you know, it becomes a very unattractive profession, and that's the problem we've got at the moment.
Yeah, but of course on the other side, quite clearly, a Garda station is not a place for somebody to be if you're in mental distress. It is the last place you should be.
And we have had, you know, a huge problem that for, you know, mental health services have been decimated since the burst in the economy back 10, 15 years ago, and we have a very, very slowly trying to get back to where it was before, and even then it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, I should acknowledge that the Chief Superintendent Roach, he is involved in a pilot project in Limerick where they're trying to bring to work with health professionals, Gardaí, that Gardaí will be specially trained to be able to deal with this better. But I mean, the reality is most Gardaí all over the country don't have the training, and it should be. I mean, untrained people should not be put in a situation to be dealing with people
and
in
like
mental
you say,
distress.
If you're in mental distress, the last place you want to be is in a police station. You know, that can only compound your distress. But it kind of brings the conversation full circle, because this is part of a litany of failures to deliver on basic services. And they are not retaining Gardaí because they can't find places to live or afford the rents in the cities. Same goes with psychiatric nurses and staff in psychiatric hospitals. In my area, Lindara closed down half the wards for adolescent mental health illnesses, and they haven't been able to reopen them. Okay, just a shortage of staff because they can't live in Dublin.
I've only a minute left.
Yeah,
Stephen
it
Matthews.
Does. It does. It sounds like a very sensible pilot project, I understand, that they're running at the moment. And I would agree with Breed there that somebody who is suffering in that situation, by bringing them into a Garda station, and, you know, where do they put them in the cell? Where does that person sit? That's the last place. Somebody, they need medical help. It's a health matter. It's a medical matter. It's not necessarily a matter for Gardaí. So I'd be really interested to see how that pilot project works out and see the resources going into that.
And see the resources going. I mean, how the pilot project works out is one thing, but the resources, would you be hopeful?
I mean, the Justice Minister announced this year she was going to recruit 1,000 extra Gardaí and that the money was in place for them. But where I think there's about 100 is all we've got so far. So, I mean, we're really, really in a crisis situation when it comes to recruiting guards in this country.
Okay, that's all I'm afraid we have time for today.